And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers.
Very fitting music as we begin this particular edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. That is Mr. Bobby Mizell, Birmingham's own, and he's doing one of the great rockabilly songs out there, and that's with his pumping piano, of course, and the Heart and Soul Boogie, and that just perfectly introduces the music we're going to feature for you on this particular edition, and that is rockabilly songs. Here to kind of give us a little background on that, and Joe's going to kind of fill us in. Joe?
Ray, rockabilly is like all other genres of music. None of them developed with one song. It took years and in some cases decades before a sound came about that separated it from what people were used to. And even then the sound would have changes depending on the artist. In some cases it was a slow conditioning that the listeners didn't even notice at first. Artists don't necessarily go out to make a new sound without some influences from other styles. Most new genres are a mixture of many others. They played what they felt with these many influences. In this case, rockabilly, what we can now call early rockabilly or the roots of rockabilly, had a jump beat, western swing, and a slap stand-up bass. To me, that's the one thing that rockabilly had in the beginning, that slap bass. And you'll hear that during the show. You'll hear the fiddle, the laptop, slide guitar, mandolin, and sometimes even a banjo, as these performers were mixing different sounds together. What happened as time went on is that these instruments that had been part of country and western swing were replaced by lead guitars with hot guitar licks and pianos, giving it a boogie-woogie sound. Songs from this show are those that can be classified as rockabilly by most collectors and aficionados, but not everyone will agree. But whatever, we hope you enjoy some fun music today that will make you pat your foot and snap your fingers.
Ready to do both, Joe. What's our first song?
Ray, let's start by playing one of the songs that falls in the roots of rockabilly genre. On an earlier Heart and Soul show, we did a train song theme. One of the songs played was Freight Train Boogie by the Delmore Brothers. It was from 1946. In 1949, they recorded Pan American Boogie, another train song. They were very similar, but Pan American had a little more rock to it. So here's one of the roots of rockabilly from 1949, Pan American Boogie by the Delmore Brothers.
Listen here, folks, if you want to take a ride, get a ticket on the train, they call the L&M Pride, and let the Pan American Boogie, lordy, lordy, what a train, takes off from Cincinnati and boogie down to New Orleans. Side. It's the best dreamliner that you ever will ride. Watch a Pan American Boogie, lordy, lordy, what a train, takes off from Cincinnati and boogie down to New Orleans.
Listen here, folks, if you station than a racehorse will. Watch a Pan American buggy. Lordy, lordy, what a train. Takes off from Cincinnati and buggy down to New Orleans. She'll be at the station, cause she's waiting there for me. Let the Pan American boogie. Lordy, lordy, what a train. Takes off from Cincinnati and boogie down to New Orleans. Flying into Birmingham, the magic city down in Alabama. Watch the Pan American buggy. Lordy, lordy, what a train. Takes off from Cincinnati and boogies down to New Orleans.
When young Ronnie Dawson was thrown out of Bible Institute that he attended, he turned to music. He had some local success, touring with Gene Vincent and appearing on American Bandstand, but he never really could break out. He turned to session work, however, and 1980s rockabilly revival really got him going again. That took him to Europe and renewed success in the U.S. Here's Bob Wire Betty by Ronnie Dawson.
I dropped $20 on the night we met, and I ain't even tasted her cooking yet. Bob already don't kiss and tell. I pray her kisses better wish me well. Well, I'm telling you people that I still got hope. She needs done. Bob already makes the barbecue. She ain't a gun.
And from Bob Wire Betty, we turn to Tom. What you got next, Tom?
Buddy Wayne Knox. His first record in 1957 echoed what everyone wanted, a party doll. This monster hit went to number one and was voted one of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. He recorded this hit in Clovis, New Mexico at Norman Petty Studios, where earlier another famous Buddy, Buddy Holly, recorded several of his hits. Buddy Knox had a prolific career singing well into the 1980s. Among his hits were Hula Love, Lovey Dovey, Somebody Touch Me, and Swingin' Daddy. Now, see if you remember, I Think I'm Going to Kill Myself by Buddy Knox.
Papa Tootie Papa, Papa Tootie Papa, Papa Tootie Papa, Papa Tootie Papa.
So long,
so long
to you,
to you.
I hope I don't make you blue, but I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Apart,
apart,
we've
grown,
and I can't go on alone. So I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now I'll dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, let me down to down. Send my remains to my best friend.
Yeah, the rest to my hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The rest to my hole in the ground.
Ba 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 ba
in the ground. Bop, bop, a choo-dee, papa. 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 Bop, bop, a choo-dee, papa.
Great music memories. BRC.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocket Ray.
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rock and Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Okay, Ray and Joe, next we're going to listen to Bob Luman in his red Cadillac and a black mustache. Bob Luman was influenced by his father, an amateur guitar and fiddle and harmonica player. He got his first guitar at age 13. In 1956, he entered and won a talent contest that earned him an appearance on the Louisiana Hayride Show. 1957, he signed with Imperial Records, and along with James Burton guitar, James Kirkland bass, Butch White drums, they recorded this rocker, Red Cadillac, Black Mustache.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? A long, tall man with a red coat on. Trifling, baby, are you doing me wrong? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Ooh. Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who's been a-playing around with you? a real cool cat with eyes of blue. Good for nothing, baby, why can't you be true? Who's been a playing around with you? Oh, who's been a playing around with you? Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the Cavalry. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the Cavalry. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone?
Next is Tommy Scott doing the song Rockin' and Rollin'. Even the title says it all. From 1953 on, the Federal label, one of the early rockers, another root of rockabilly, Tommy Scott.
Train pulled out ahead of south, now I am Dixie bound. I love to hear them drivers roll when they are leaving town. But I'm a-thinking of a gal on down the line waiting for me. When I get back, how happy she will be. Just a rockin' and a rollin' on down the line. Black smoke's a puffin' and it sure looks fine. Rockin' and a rollin' on down the line. They call me a hobo, but I don't mind. I'm as happy as a bumblebee. Rockin' and a rollin' towards Tennessee. Hobo. When the whistle blows, I love that mournful sound. The squeak and the rattle of an old boxcar is music in my ear. But I love that gal and she's loved me for years. Just a rockin' and a rollin' on down the line. Black smoke's a puffin' and it sure looks fine. Rockin' and a rollin' on down the line. They call me a hobo, but I don't mind. As happy as a bumblebee, rockin' and a rollin' towards Tennessee. Rockin' and a rollin' on down the line. Black smoke's a puffin' and it sure looks fine. Rockin' and a rollin' on down the line. They call me a hobo, but I don't mind. I'm as happy as a bumblebee. Rockin' and a rollin' towards Tennessee. Rockin' and a rollin' towards Tennessee. Just a rockin' and a rollin' towards Tennessee.
One of the good things about the Southland is wonderful.
B-R-C.
Janis Martin had country success as a teenager, appearing with Cowboy Copas, Hank Snow, and Jim Reeves. But she tired of country and turned to rock and roll at age 15. Her own stage energy soon had her billed as the female Elvis. Here's Janis Martin and Wham Bam Jam.
You got a wham, you got a jam, baby, come and be my man. You got a hop, you got a bop, baby, you never stop. You gotta breathe, I'm on my knees, and honey, I'm a begging please. Come on and wham, bam, jam, wham, bam, jam, wham, bam, jam, wham.
This next guy is Jack Scott, born in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, the greatest Canadian rock and roll singer of all time. I grew up listening to Jack Scott, being a Michigan native. From My True Love and Leroy to Goodbye Baby and Save My Soul, he never had a number one hit, but he's always been number one in my heart for over 50 years. He lives in Detroit and still tours today. Let's listen to one of Rockabilly's greatest from 1958, Jack Scott, Geraldine.
Geraldine, Geraldine. Blue.
I can remember as a kid listening to a guy named Grady Pruitt on WLBS in Birmingham, but I remember introducing Jack Scott. He would say, "The great Jack Scott." Hope you enjoy Geraldine. Okay, what's up next, David?
We got her rural down-home voice was the queen of rockabilly for us. I and a lot of people are concerned. Now brings us one of our favorites of all time, my favorite for sure. For us, here is Wanda Jackson giving us You're the One for Me to enjoy.
Tell you that you're the one for me. When I am sleeping, you're all I ever dream about. And in the daytime, you're all I ever think about. When I am near you, you set my heart and soul on fire. I wanna tell you that you're the one for me. You're the only one I ever long for. Your very presence sets me all aglow. Won't you place a ring upon my finger? 'Cause darling, I love you so. Hey, little darling, I want you for my very own. Please say you love me. I'll be the queen upon your throne. We'll be so happy. I know we'll never, never part. Oh, won't you tell me that I'm the one for you?
And on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we'll send that one out to Charlie. He's a real big Wanda Jackson fan. At least that's what I understand. You know, over the years, there were lots of good performers who went the rock and roll way. But I think we have to say that the one who delivered it in such a way that the younger listeners of the time perked up to had to be Elvis. He sang it no better than others, but the way he added the swinging of his hips, the swaying of his arms, movement of his legs, and even the way he dropped his head and paused, caused the girls to be shook up and the guys to try to copy him. Elvis gave us 5 good rockabilly sounds on the Sun label before leaving for RCA. One of those was an excellent cover of the 1947 Roy Brown song, Good Rockin' Tonight. Elvis has returned to the building and now sings for us. Thank you, Elvis. Thank you very much.
Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, 'cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rockin' tonight. Tonight. Let's rock, 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 rock. We're gonna rock all our blues away.
Ray Kempe played all kinds of music all his life, but kept a day job most of the time. He spent 25 years as a high school teacher. But the rockabilly revival found Ray and put him back on the road. Here is rockabilly music by Ray Kempe.
Hey, you people, let me tell you something. Let me tell you where I'm at. When you're looking at me, you're looking at a rockabilly man. That's where I'm at. That music drives me crazy. It gets down in my soul. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. It makes me lose control. Give me that rockabilly music. Oh, that rockabilly music. Give me that rockabilly music. I will let rockabilly music, give me that rockabilly music, won't let rockabilly music get for me. Yeah. Sing about old Donna, sing about Peggy Sue, Ginny, 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 now don't forget Linda Lou. We'll sing about that rainy night, stall on the railroad track, the 19 angel went away, never, never be.
Marvin Rainwater, a country and rockabilly singer and songwriter, had several hits in the mid and late 50s. He is noted for having the first country hit to cross over to the pop market in 1957. I'll bet you can't guess what it is. Well, I'm gonna tell you. It's Gonna Find Me a Bluebird. We all remember that one. He also wrote it, and it became his first of many million sellers. He had a million seller with Connie Francis, The Majesty of Love, also in 1957. He went on to have three more million sellers in 1959. If you are a Marvin Rainwater fan like myself, you just might remember this rockabilly Hall of Famer's version of Love Me Baby Like There's No Tomorrow.
Well, come along, baby, let's make a lot of loving while the sun shines. Well, you gotta keep a loving if you're gonna keep a living, that's right. All everybody's gotta have a whole lot of loving, baby, sometime.
Well, 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 come on, baby, let's have a lot of loving tonight.
Well, love me, baby, like there ain't gonna be no tomorrow. Oh, 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 love me, baby, love me like there wasn't much to. Like there's nothing left but sorrow. Oh, oh.
Well, 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 love me, baby. Love me, baby,
all the time. Love me, baby, love me like there wasn't much to. Oh, 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 oh. Love me, baby, like there's nothing left but sorrow. Oh, oh.
Well, 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 love me, baby, I love you, baby,
all the time.
Well, 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 love me, baby, I love you, baby, all the time.
Oh, 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 oh. Love me, baby, like there ain't gonna be no tomorrow.
Well, 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 love me, baby. Love me, baby,
all the time.
We bring James Burton, that we've heard in the past play with Rick Nelson and many long list of other artists. Now he steps to the front with his recording of Mystery Train, an instrumental that we'll all enjoy.
Enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Internet Radio.
BRC.
One performer who was influenced by Elvis and even opened for him once was Buddy Holly. Buddy liked the sound that Elvis and other performers were recording, so he went that way as well. Starting out with Decca in Nashville, but doing his best work back in Clovis, New Mexico with Norm Petty, Holly was one of the first artists that was given the right to do his own type of music, the way he wanted to, basically to be his own producer. Well, before his big hit, That'll Be the Day, Holly had some early offerings that just didn't make the cut at Decca, but left us with some good early rockabilly sounds. Here's one of those offerings, Love Me, from 1956, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, who, just as Haley's backup group, the Comets, were also finally given their due, finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012. Buddy Holly and the Crickets now, with Joe B. Malden slapping that bass, and Love Me.
Well, love me, love me, love me, oh baby, love me. Well, if you love me, honey, will you let me know? If you really let me, then never let me go. Oh, love me, love me, love me, well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, love me, love me, love me, the way that I love you. Well, love me, never leave me, or you make me cry. If you really love me, then you'll keep my eyes dry. Love me, love me, love me, well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, love me, love me, love me, the way that I love you. Oh, let's go now, man, go. Well, love me, love me, oh, baby, love me. Oh, baby, love me, baby, love me too. Well, if you love me, honey, all the night and day, then you love me, all my life I pray. Love me, love me, love me, well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, love me, love me, love me, well, I love you. Well, love me, never leave me, or you make me cry. If you really love me, then you'll keep my eyes dry. Love me, love me, love me, well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, baby, love me, love me, love me, the way that I love you. Well, love me, love me, oh, baby, love me. Oh, baby, love me, baby, love me too.
Harry Fontana fell under the spell of James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause. He had a band at age 13 in his hometown of Helsinki, Finland. In 1992, he came to Nashville and soon was drawing big crowds. He continues a regular gig in Nashville and returns to Europe for tours, too. Here's Rockabilly House by Harry Fontana.
Hip cats, come on and join me. Let's get a few chicks under the apple tree. There's a lot of different ways to spend your dough. Our rockabilly gang said, let's go, 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 go. Any way you please.
Nobody's stopping.
Don't blame me.
When your love starts popping.
I'm telling you, man.
From Tennessee.
It's the rockabilly house where you got to be. One night I had a date with a lovely girl. Beautiful hair and her teeth like pearl. She was a heartache victim, no place to go. I said, that's what the rockabilly house is for. Go anywhere you please.
Nobody's stopping.
Don't blame me.
When your love stops popping.
I'm a telling you, man.
From Tennessee.
It's the rockabilly house where you got to be. Oh, yeah. I couldn't take a leak. The girl got up and said, let's do it again. Haven't had a party like a sister. Don't know no way. Go anywhere you please.
Nobody's stopping.
Don't blame me.
When your love starts flopping.
I'm a telling you, man.
Come to Tennessee.
It's the rockabilly house where you got to be. You're our people will be glad to see. Everybody's gotta have a place to go. Well, you can rock with your baby toe to toe. Well, go anywhere you please.
Nobody's stopping.
Don't upbraid me.
Your love starts dropping.
I'm a telling you, man.
Come to Tennessee.
It's the rockabilly house, but you gotta be. It's the rockabilly house, but you gotta be. It's the rockabilly house, but you gotta be.
In the magic city of the South.
Finnish rockabilly singers, what's next? Actually, what is next, Tom?
Thank you, Ray. Conway Twitty, one of the greatest singers, songwriters of our time. Who could forget when they first heard It's Only Make Believe? And then that crazy love song is A Bluebird Blue, written by one of our own members and a inductee into the Birmingham Record Collectors Hall of Fame, Mr. Dan Penn. Conway had 51 number one hits. That's right, 51 number one hits in his career, and was on stage in 1993 when he was called to rock and roll heaven. Let's listen to one of his early rockabilly songs that helped to start his career. I Need Your Lovin', Conway Twitty.
Love, love. Give me some love and babe. Love, love. Give me some love and babe.
Give me some love. I need your love and give me some hug. I need your hug and give me some love. I need your love and babe. Give me some kiss. And give me gladly, baby, I miss your love and badly. So give me some love and I need your love and babe. So if you still want me, I'll be around. Please, please, baby, don't let me down. Give me some love. I need it, honey. Well, I got the car. I got the money, so give me some love. And I need your love back.
I need your love and back.
Give me some kiss and give me gladly, baby, I miss your love and badly. So give me some love and I need your love and back. Well, please tell me, baby, what I wanna know. If you still love me, then tell me so. If you still want me, I'll be around. Please, please, baby, don't let me down. Give me some love and give me gladly, baby, I miss your love and badly. So give me some love and I need your love.
Ray Sawyer of the Dr. Hook and Medicine Show fame has brought us Rockin' Satellite, which was an early song of his before the Dr. Hook and Medicine Show that he was in for years. This was in 1960, and it's an opportunity. I had an opportunity to see him down on Morris Avenue as a member of the Chocolate Papers before they even became Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. But let's go back prior to that and hear Rockin' Ray Sawyer, 1960, on the Sandy label out of Mobile. He's telling us about a rocking satellite.
Well, my great granddaddy had a horse and a buggy. My granddaddy had one too. My daddy got him an automobile. But here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon. Well, I hit my scene just a little out of pocket. Can't find me no plea. I tie my mail to a high-flying rocket addressed to outer space. I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon. My tank, my fingers on the switch. The man in the tower hollered blast off Ray and I landed in the ditch. I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a coming up to see them soon.
Rockabilly slowly fades into full force rock and roll. Then rock went to more pop rock, then back to rock with the British invasion, then into psychedelic and heavy metal, and on and on. But in 1979, there was a revival, in a sense, of the rockabilly sound and the rockabilly look to the groups when the Stray Cats, led by Brian Setzer, began putting a sound out that was dedicated to the Sun Records sound, with heavy influence from Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, and Carl Perkins. The sound really made its biggest comeback when the band moved to England due to the revival of the sound happening over there. Many bands since then have been formed in Europe, the UK, Australia, Japan, Mexico, and the west coast of the US, and it still goes on today. And the one thing you'll see in these bands, even with today's electrified world, is the stand-up slap bass. We're going to wind up the show with a couple of these groups. The first one will be the Lennon Rockers. This group is from Hagen, Germany. Was formed in 1984. Here's one of their best, High Class Lady.
You live in a big white mansion on the hill. Poor boys like me struggle hard to pay the bills. Folks say you never make it, but I bet I will. Your dad hates me and I think that suits me fine. But I love the soul and I want to make
Curtis was another Texas boy who started with music early. He hit with some singles on the King label, but turned to country music later and worked as a DJ. Here's Granddaddy's Rockin' by Mac Curtis.
My granddaddy's got long white hair, but I'll tell you now that he ain't on square, but he sits and rocks in his rocking chair. Well, my granddaddy's rocking in his rocking chair. Well, granddaddy's rocking in his rocking chair. Granddaddy's rocking cause he ain't on square. He's gotta sit and rock, but he don't care. Granddaddy's rocking in his rocking chair. Well, I said rock him, rock him, rock him, rock him, rock him. Granddaddy, rock him, rock him, rock him, you're rocking chair. He's a rocking out of rhythm, that's a scary square. Granddaddy's rocking in his rocking chair. Was jumping and the cats were right, and they heard a crazy sound from the other room. When they saw granddaddy, this is what the cats all crew. Well, granddaddy's rocking in his rocking chair. Granddaddy's rocking for the Eno Square. He gotta sit down and rock, but he don't care. Granddaddy's rocking in his rocking chair. Well, well, rock, 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 granddaddy. Rock, 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 and you're rocking chair. He's a rocking out of rhythm of the scary square.
BRC Radio.
Good guys!
This next one is from Ricky Nelson. Rick Nelson, singer, writer, musician, actor, and the very first teen idol. Who could forget, glued to the black and white television set in the 1950s, waiting for the end of the show to see him perform? He sang About Us. Who could believe it? Poor Little Fool, Waiting in School, Stood Up, Sweeter Than You, Just a Little Too Much, Lonesome Town, and There'll Never Be Anyone Else But You. Give a listen to another one of these memories of Rick Nelson. I Believe What You Say.
I believe what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Well, let's dig it now.
Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, when you kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah, oh, well, I believe. Do believe, yeah, believe. Well, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Well,
We're going to wrap up this trip down Rockabilly Lane by going back to a guy that actually was singing this kind of music before it was this kind of music. That's Roy Brown. Roy was really an R&B pioneer, but obviously also a rockabilly pioneer. Here's We're Going Rockin' Tonight, Mr. Roy Brown.
Cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all your blues. Here's the news, we're going to rock it tonight. Old Jitterbug Jones and Jelly Bean Brown, two of the rockin'est cats in town. They'll be there, wait and see, stomping and jumping at the jamboree.
If you're a rockabilly fan, or after this particular show you're becoming a rockabilly fan, let me tell you about something you may want to do a little research on. Every spring, the Orleans Casino in Vegas, they have a rockabilly week. And it is something to behold. I stumbled across it out there for a broadcasters convention, and it's amazing. Everyone is dressed up to the nines. And it is just a real throwback and just a whole lot of fun. So if you're into rockabilly, look up the Orleans Casino and Hotel out there in Las Vegas. I believe it's usually mid-March. Make your plans to take a look at that one. Well, that's going to wrap up this particular show, which I've touched on some of the rockabilly. Next time, it's going to be some dance songs. And we're going to have some you've never heard of, let alone could you know how to get up and do them. That's dance songs coming up next time. And in a couple of weeks, it's going to be girl groups as we get into some of the great music of the rock and roll era with some of those great names that you're familiar with and a few you probably never heard of. Halloween's coming up, and we're going to do a special Halloween show for you. And we're going to follow that one up the next week with a show on tragedy. So I guess Halloween runs all week. Then it's going to be a special show, one we're really looking forward to. This will be in the second week in November. Joe's going to put together a special salute with songs by veterans for Veterans Day. And that's going to be a really interesting program. I think you're going to enjoy that. And then by the time we get to mid-November, it's going to be British Blues. And on down the road, we'll have food songs, songs about all kinds of food, and a song with being a teenager, what is called in the business teeners. And we'll be playing some great teener songs, and that should be a fun show. Every week a new show. We invite you to join us right here on the heart and soul of rock and roll. But for now, speaking of rockabilly, let's get that great rockabilly piano player back in here. Here again, Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. Take us home, Bobby.
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the heart and soul of rock and roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there's a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at Ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our BRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.